Time for Community Matters, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems, joined by two guests here this morning in studio, Heather Hartman, Mitchell County Community Development Director, and Colleen Eberle, which I don't even know how you want to be introduced, Colleen. Would you like a particular title, per se, just with the Sun Valley Community Foundation?
I'm actually the Executive Director.
Okay, mm-hmm. Well, then I'll go with that. Executive Director, Colleen Eberle. I love it. Eberle is somebody you're related to that we don't know about. But it is November, which means it's match month, and I saw an update yesterday that you guys are off to a great start and still have half of November to go. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, it's been great. We posted yesterday that we have just raised over a little bit over $30,000. Our goal for November is $50,000. And with that, every dollar coming in up to $50,000 is matched 1.5 times by the Dane G. Hansen Foundation. So it's a really great opportunity for people to maximize their donation and make their dollar go further. And we're really hopeful that we'll be able to hit that $50,000 goal.
Right. And Heather, certainly with Dane G. Hansen, there's been so much money that's come in because of this great foundation, this great program. Tell people a little bit about how it works.
Yep. So one of the things that I really like about the Match Month program is that I've had friends that have said to me over the years, you know, I can't really write a big check right now. And we get that. And everyone's in the time of their life where they can write a big check. But what we love about what the Dane Hansen Foundation does is that every dollar really makes a difference. So if you give $20, it becomes $50. And that allows you to make an impact into our community. And I was thinking on the way over here this morning about, we always talk about, you know, impacts that we've done in the school. We've done big flashy things, and who doesn't want to talk about robotics or, you know, media labs or outdoor classrooms? But we've literally granted into every community in Mitchell County, and that includes, you know, microphones for church and gutters and sidewalks for community buildings and heaters for museums and street signs and flags and AED devices. You know, we've done safety and security. We've done a lot of things into the communities that maybe you don't even hear about. So I would think you'd have a hard time saying as a person that you haven't been impacted by some way, in some way, by what we've done in the Solomon Valley Community Foundation. And then Hansen allows us to do the Match Month, which really gives everyone an opportunity to participate, because it really doesn't matter how small your donation is. I mean, we would take your big check, but what it's really designed to do is to talk, to engage a lot of different size donors, you know, 20, 50, 250, 500, whatever it is. It allows you to be a part of something a lot bigger, which we really like.
And for somebody that doesn't know the background, how in the world can the Dane G. Hansen Foundation just voila, come up with this match?
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
You know, the foundation, there's a great book about Dane G. Hansen, and I've actually read it, and it's, and I'd loan it out if people want to read it, because it's a great book about what he's done and how he was able to leave that legacy in this area. But one of the biggest things is that he picked these 26 counties because he worked in every one of these 26 mm-hmm. counties in Northwest Kansas. And when he got ready to leave his legacy, he really wanted to make sure that these counties were taken care of. But what the foundation has done, the Dane G. Hansen Foundation has done now, is allowed us to grow our own foundations, which is kind of what they want. You know, it would be great to have 26 little mini Dane Hansen foundations across Northwest Kansas, because that's going to allow us to do in the future what he did for us. So that's exactly where this money goes, is that impact funds for us to finally grow our own, which is pretty incredible.
And of course, you guys have worked with that foundation for a while now. And so you've talked about some of the impact that it has had. And I know the match months, and help me out, because I got a lot of things going on my mind here lately. How often do you do these match months? And is there something in the future to where this would grow even bigger than that?
Match month is done once a year. It's every November. Okay. I haven't been with the foundation that long, but I would say this is our third year.
Oh, no, this is like
fifth year.
It's like third, fourth, fifth.
Yeah, we've done it a lot.
Somewhere in that range.
We do anticipate it going forward. And like Heather said, it's just a really great opportunity to engage the community at large and also help the foundation to really grow our community impact fund, which is only going to propel us in the future to take on more projects, larger projects, and just keep those dollars in Mitchell County.
And then, of course, one of the other questions that I hear is, well, how do you determine where the money goes once you've collected that money? Where does it go? Who does it help? How do people apply? So forth and so on.
Mm-hmm. So we have two application grants. We have one in February and one in August. The application is really pretty simple, but Colleen and I would help you, or any of our board members would help you fill that out. It's for nonprofit charitable causes. And as you can see, we've done a lot of things. We have a great website, and you can see some of the projects that we've done. We also have a really pretty annual report this year that talks about things that we've just done this year, and we have those available at different places around town.
Mitchell County Strong popped up this year, and it's a good thing it did, and it's been very, very successful. How does that tie in with the foundation?
Mitchell County Strong, I think, is a really great example of the flexibility of the Community Foundation to meet the need of the community at any given time. So Mitchell County Strong was the collaboration between the Chamber, Economic Development, and the Foundation. I think that's really what gave it its success, is that it was very well-rounded. The program actually was spearheaded by the Foundation. One of our board members, Jeff Zimmer, had seen a similar program in a different foundation in Kansas and said, you know, this is great. Do you think this is something that we could do? And we kind of just ran with it from there. So I think Mitchell County Strong, you know, it's two parts. It shows what the foundation can do. It makes it a little bit more relatable to people who may not have known who we are and what we're capable of doing. And it also shows the engagement of the people in Mitchell County. So we talk about it all the time. The program was so successful, and the amount of dollars that we circulated back into the local businesses, back into nonprofits, we created a disaster relief fund, would not have been possible without the people of Mitchell County. And a large portion of that was done through $25 gift certificates. Mm-hmm. So you can see what the power of small increment giving can do.
I still have mine that I haven't used yet. I need to use it. Like, I don't know how many times, like, oh yeah, that's in my wallet, I need to use that. But the bottom line is, whether we use it or not per se, we've already, you know, contributed to help people. And I know they're, I mean, that was so awesome. I mean, I think, weren't we all kind of blown away by that? We had expectations, but weren't we all blown away by that?
Oh, we were blown away.
Yeah,
we were blown away. Those first few days were pretty incredible. And then it just kept going.
Yeah.
You know, between the auction and the disaster relief fund. And then we did little mini grants to nonprofits. Mm-hmm. And that's something that I don't know that we've talked about a lot. But, mm-hmm. you know, by creating the Solomon Valley Disaster Relief Fund, we were able to give little mini $2,500 grants to nonprofits. Because we felt like if people weren't coming to us for help, that mm-hmm. they were going to our nonprofits, and it was good for them to be able to have dollars to give out.
Absolutely. Heather Hartman, Colleen Eberle, our guests today on Community Matters, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health System. So how do you come up with the goal? How do you come up with the number, that one to shoot for and strive for?
Well, the $50,000 is the max amount that Hanson will match.
So we're going maximum.
We're going
baby.
Max.
We're going
yeah.
maximum. I like it. I like it. Shoot high, shoot yeah. far, you know. I like it. I like it. So $50,000 the goal, and we're at 30-some thousand right now.
Yep, we're at 30-some thousand.
So you're pacing right on. I mean, you're like literally pacing exactly to where you could hit 50 right at the very end of November. So
yeah.
Why don't we go ahead and just make this a little easier so we don't sweat this thing, and let's just pick up the speed now, right?
Yeah, Thanksgiving. Nice. Thanksgiving yeah. makes me a little worried.
Yeah,
so
right, true.
If we could just hit it by the end of the week and then just
yeah.
sail into the
yeah,
rest
or,
of November,
you know, later
it'd
today,
be
that'd be great too, you know? So let me write that huge check, yeah. Okay, so how can people donate to Match Month? How can they give their money so it can be matched to help you guys reach the goals to help everybody?
You can send a check in if you want to do that. The check needs to be made out to Solomon Valley Community Foundation, and in the memo line you can just write in Match Month. The mailing address for that is P.O. Box 369, Beloit, Kansas. Otherwise, you can donate online. We are using the Mitchell County Strong platform just because it's a really recognizable website for people to go on. So we actually created a Match Month page on the Mitchell County Strong website. So if you go to MitchellCountyStrong.com, you can read a little bit more about Match Month. There is a link to directly click onto the Solomon Valley Community Foundation's website, and there's also a link to donate.
Okay, and once again, you donate 20, that turns into 50. You donate 100, that turn into what, 250?
Is that right? 250, yep.
Yeah, I got to work on that. absolutely. Anything else you want to add before we let you go?
We just want to say thank you to everybody. We're really excited about this year's Match Month and very hopeful that we'll make our goal.
Fantastic. Heather Hartman and Colleen Eberle. Colleen, Executive Director of Solomon Valley Community Foundation. And Heather, appreciate all of her hard work, Mitchell County Community Development Director. As it is, November is Match Month. So if you can donate, it would be greatly appreciated. And it really pays off way down the line in short term, long term. So if you can help in November, it would be greatly appreciated.